Welcome to the Faith Church Podcast. Each week we dive into powerful messages that help us understand how God's Word is still relevant, offering wisdom and guidance for navigating the ups and downs of life. If you're looking for practical and inspiring biblical teaching, make sure to subscribe so you never miss a message. No matter where you're listening from today, we believe God is going to speak to you and bless your life. Let's jump into today's message.
This is the day the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it, in Jesus' name. Such a joy to be with you. Remain standing as we get into God's Word. I want to take this moment and welcome everyone that's watching in Florida. Come on, can we give Florida a big round of applause right now? We love you guys. And I want to honor your pastors. How many of you know this is a great church? And with a great church, it takes great leaders and great pastors. Can we take a moment and honor your pastors right now? We love you. Love you with all my heart. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. It says, then God blessed them. Everyone say, bless them. And then God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. I want to take the next few minutes and talk to you about let the blessing do the work. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the spirit of revelation and give our minds illumination that we would experience transformation. God, I pray you give us a mind to perceive and a heart to receive all that you have. And I ask that after this message, we will never be the same. In Jesus' name, come on, and all God's people say, amen, amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. You know, when you think about how God could have started the Bible, I would have imagined he would have started off speaking about Jesus or possibly salvation. Really, what would be kind of the outcome of our life, our destiny, our purpose. But it's interesting that the way God started was by how he said things. When God introduced himself, he didn't introduce himself as the God of love or the God of salvation. He introduced himself as the God who creates. And when God began to speak, he began to create. The Bible says that all throughout Genesis 1, God said, let there be light, let there be the sun, let there be the moon. God said. That word said in the Hebrew is actually the word amar. It means a direct command. And so when God said, he was literally giving a direct command. He wasn't giving a direct suggestion. He was giving a direct command. And so when God said to man, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, it wasn't a suggestion. It was a command. Your life in my life has been designed by a command. When God made you, he created you not only in his image and likeness, but he created you to function so that your life would multiply, so that your life would fill the earth, so that your life would be fruitful. I'm gonna ask one of my guys to come out here real quick. You see, when God created man, the Bible says that he blessed them, which means he gave him a direct command. And he said, be fruitful and multiply. Notice the first thing God didn't do was anoint man. He blessed man. And there's a reason why God blessed man before he anointed man. And he said, be fruitful, or I command you to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. He wasn't suggesting it. He was commanding it. Why? Because the Creator would never demand something from his creation unless he knew they were able to function in it. Think about this. Think about this Ford Maverick, right? There's a picture of a Ford Maverick. Now, I'm not a big car guy, don't know a lot about them, but this is a Ford Maverick, and the manufacturer or the creator is Ford. And it's a car, it's a truck, it's one of the ones that you start off with. Now they know that this Maverick cannot do what this next picture is, which is a Ford 350. They know it cannot do it. So the manufacturers or the creator would never demand to a Maverick what the Ford 350 can produce. And the reason why is because they know how it's built. And so when God said, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, he is speaking to the way he designed you. Your life wasn't designed for subtraction. Your life wasn't designed for mediocrity. Your life wasn't designed for anything else but excellence. Come on, Florida. Your life was designed to be fruitful and multiply. Come on, you ought to give the Lord a clap offering right there. Now, so what happens is that God gave this direct command. Now, what does that word bless mean? Well, first of all, we got to understand what the word blessing means. The word blessing, here's what the word blessing means. The word blessing means this. It enables God's people to thrive, prosper, succeed, be victorious, win, increase with the increase of God. Watch this. It is the divine empowerment for success. So when God blessed man, he gave him the divine empowerment to succeed. Then he called what he produced inside of you by saying, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth. And from that moment on, the devil got mad. And the reason why the devil got mad is because he wants you to fail. The reason why the devil got mad is because he knows the power that lives inside of you. The reason why the devil got mad is because you have the authority from heaven, a divine empowerment, come on somebody, to change the world in Jesus' name. Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth. Now, there's a difference between the word blessing and blessings. Blessing is what God did at first. I bless you. And then God spoke. The first time God ever spoke to man was to be fruitful and multiply. The first time man ever heard God, be fruitful and multiply. From being blessed flows the blessings. The word blessings, it means safety, protection, provision, guidance, favor, good health, healing, abundance. Every blessing listed in Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26. So God blessed, gave you the divine empowerment to succeed for blessings, which means when you're blessed, you're walking in blessings. What does that mean, Pastor? It means I'm walking in favor. I'm walking in health. I'm walking in protection. Come on, I'm walking in abundance. Why? Because I was built that way. And so God created you to do that. That's why in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, look what it says. It says, every spiritual blessing. Not some. Come on, say that with me. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a love gift from our wonderful heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus, all because he sees us wrapped in to Christ. Look what Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14 says. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, becoming a curse for us, that the blessing of Abraham might be upon your life. The blessing. Therefore, now you're qualified for the blessings. That the blessing on your life. And now that you are blessed, and what's coming and what's being manifested are the blessings, You can't take credit for the blessings because you're not the one that blessed. Come on, talk to me, somebody. And so this is why everything you touch, this is why everywhere you go, this is why everything you do, the blessings are a byproduct of it. Why? Because it all started off by you being blessed in Jesus' name. Like Florida, listen to me. You have no choice but to succeed. There's no other option because God gave you the divine empowerment to succeed. You see, when you think about it, Deuteronomy 28 says this, now it shall come to pass, not later, now. Faith is now. Now faith is. Now faith is. Faith is always now while hope is always for tomorrow. So many Christians get that, oh, I just hope it's gonna happen. You're speaking about tomorrow, and then it's next year, and it still doesn't happen because you're prophesying to your future. Faith always says, now, now I'm blessed. Now I am favored. Now I have enough. Now I have joy. Now I have love. I may not feel it yet, but I have it because it lives inside of me. So watch this, it says, oh, I feel the anointing of God right now. And it said, now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the Lord your God, observe all his commandments, I command you today. He don't say, I suggest for you to today. He says, I command you today that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And now watch this. And all these what? Come on, all these what? Come on, say it like you mean it. Shall come upon you and what? Overtake you because you obey the Lord God Almighty in Jesus' name. Now watch this. So in Deuteronomy chapter 28, there's all these blessings that come from the blessing. The blessings are prominence, verse 3, success, verse 4, overflow, verse 5, influence, verse 6, victory, verse 7, provision for homes, properties, and land. Come on, faith church, verse 8, established, verse 9, bearing the evidence of God's goodness, verse 10, increase, verse 11, debt-free living, verse 12, living from the top and not the bottom, verse 13, and focus on the faithfulness of God, verse 14, in Jesus' name. These are all the blessings that flow from the blessing. Now, let me dive deeper into the illustration. Let me get the rest of my guys to come out here because I want to show you this. Oh, I got a revelation of this. I'm telling you, Florida, get ready in Jesus' name. Now I want you to see this. It all begins with the blessing. God blessed man, and then he amir. He gave a direct command, be fruitful, multiply. Do you realize that of all the times in which Genesis 1, God said, do you realize that everything that he said to be came to pass in a moment? It says, let there be light. And there it was. Let there be the oceans and separate. And it came to be. The only time there's never a response is when he spoke to man. And God blessed them. And he amired. He said, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth. And there was never. And it was so. And it came to pass. The sun never gets up in the morning and sits there and tells God, I'm too tired. I don't know if I really want to shine today. This is why the disciples were enamored at Jesus. They're in the boat. Jesus is like, hey, we're going to the other side. They're like, this is cool, man. We're going to the other side. Jesus is like, we just had a hard day of ministry. Let's just rest, and when we wake up, we're going to be on the other side. And the Bible says that the disciples got scared because they were in a storm. And they went to Jesus and they woke him up. This is what's fascinating about this story, is that it was the storm that woke up the disciples. But it was the disciples' voice that woke up Jesus. It's amazing when we sometimes get awakened by the wrong thing. And they said, Jesus! Come on, Florida. They said, Jesus! You know what water is all about. Jesus, we're going to die. And Jesus says, calm down. Calm down. And the Bible says, and he spoke to it. He said to the wind, Amir, direct command, be still. And the wind ceased. And they all look at Jesus, and they're all looking at each other, and they're saying, hashtag OMG. Even the winds obey him. Of course they do. You want to know why? Because when God says, it's not a suggestion. It's a direct command. They heard that voice before, and they said, oh, no, 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 no. We heard that voice in Genesis 1. Is that the voice of Jesus? If that's the voice of Jesus, then when we got to stop. Because at the end of the day, that's not a suggestion. That's a command. And here's the whole point of that story that Jesus was trying to get to his disciples. It wasn't the fact that, oh my God, I'm going to get the winds to stop. It was like, why does creation respond to the creator? When you are my image and you don't respond the same way. We're the only ones that when God gives us a direct command, when God speaks to us, forgive that person. You're like, oh God, you don't understand what they've done to me. Start serving. Oh Lord, I'm so busy. Start a small group. Oh, I don't know the Bible. We're the only ones that look at him like as if when he speaks, it's a suggestion and not a command. He blessed man, command, and said, be fruitful and multiply. The divine empowerment to succeed. And so when you were born, it's not by accident that Jeremiah says you were born with purpose. While you were in your mother's womb, I formed you. It's not by accident that David said you were fearfully and wonderfully made. While you were in their womb, I knitted you and I created you. I know everything about you. And then God blessed it. Which means every single person that is watching online and watching in Florida, listen, you were created to succeed. And then sin comes. And here's what happened. The blessing couldn't get past this. Because sin is the result of listening to God as a suggestion. Rather than a command. And when you sinned, you didn't lose the blessing. It's that God couldn't find the person he blessed. Because the Bible says that the blessing was on Adam and Eve. And when they sinned, the Bible says they lost their identity and they picked up fig leaves to cover themselves. Because at the end of the day, every time you lose your covering, you'll always settle for a cover-up. Always. And this is why later on in the New Testament, Jesus rebukes the fig tree. Because he's reminding them, as long as you bear them leaves, your life will wither. And what happened? The Bible says that God came walking down in the cool of the day. And he's walking. Why would God leave up there to come down here? Because for the first time with sin, he couldn't identify what was down there that reflected him. He couldn't see the blessed. Therefore, there could not be blessings. And so God said, I will go down there myself and I will look for them. And God says, where are you? I'm hiding. How can you hide from God? Why would God say, where are you? If he's omnipresent everywhere at the same time, if he's omniscient, all-knowing, why would he say, where are you? Could it be that he was looking for something he couldn't see? You were never out of the sight of God. It's just the person that sin made you to be doesn't reflect who he had blessed. And this is why you didn't know your calling. This is why you weren't succeeding in your career. And this is why your life was all messed up. Because it was always supposed to begin with the blessing working for you. But it stopped here because of sin. And then one day, you get invited to Faith Church. Florida, you get invited to Faith Church. And all of a sudden, you hear the word of God, and the word of God pierces your heart. And all of a sudden, that sin turns into salvation. And now all of a sudden, the blessing can flow from there to here. Come on, at the end of the day, that devil didn't want you to get saved because he knows you're too blessed in Jesus' name. Oh! Now watch this. I gotta hurry up. Watch this. All of a sudden you get saved. You start serving. You're living the life of abundance. And now all of a sudden, God gives you a calling. God gives you a career. And you start thriving. And if you're not careful, you'll start putting the career before the blessing. And this is where we mess up. I'm gonna bring some theological correction in Jesus' name. You know, everything was supposed to start, and it did start with the blessing. The blessing through Christ already blesses your calling. It already blesses your career, and it already blesses your life. When all of a sudden you start trusting in your own ability, and you start trusting in your own works, and you start trusting in your own ideation, all of a sudden you put the career, and sometimes you start off with just, you're so excited being on the stage worshiping, and now all of a sudden, man, you want to sit there and put the calling over the blessing, because, man, at the end of the day, it was a blessing serving the Lord, and now your attitude is like, they're just blessed having me. And then all of a sudden, now watch this, your life just begins, oh, well, look at my life. I'm thriving. Come on, I'm prospering. And then God says, oh, time out. Time out. You put the blessing behind all of this. And then all of a sudden, your career starts crashing a little bit. Because the same God that giveth, your calling, all of a sudden, your life, oh Lord. And then you start saying this, God, will you bless my career? God, will you bless my calling? God, will you bless my life? God says, whoa, whoa, time out. You wouldn't even be asking me that if you had it all in order. I don't have to ask God to bless my life. I don't have to ask God to bless my career. If I'm walking in the divine order of God, if it's, oh my God, if it starts with a blessing, the blessings just automatically flow. And in the name of Jesus, I am blessed and highly favored of God. Everywhere I go, I'm blessed. Everywhere I go, I'm blessed, Florida, in Jesus' name. Everywhere you go, everywhere you go, because being blessed allows the blessings to flow. Really quick, three things I gotta give you. Number one, let the blessing make you abundantly blessed. Now watch this, Proverbs 10:22, as I close, watch this. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich and adds no sorrow to it. Not your career, not your calling. What makes you rich? Come on, what makes you rich? Oh, you're like, Pastor Obed, there you go, talking about being rich. No, let me tell you, in the Hebrew, what that word rich means. It means being spiritually complete. It means having more than enough, which means I have an overflow for my marriage. I have an overflow for my kids. I have an overflow for the joy. I have overflow. That's why it ends by, and has no sorrow with it. So when you're putting all of your faith in your calling, oh, you're putting all your faith in career, and you're not starting off with the blessing, then you're just always gonna have enough, because it's the blessing of the Lord that makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. Watch this. The second thing is, let the blessing promote you. Let the blessing promote you. Psalm 77 says, as I close, watch this, that promotion doesn't come from the east or the west. In other words, it doesn't come from looking around. It comes from looking up. For promotion comes from the Lord. And so you wake up in the morning and you say, Lord, I thank you that I'm blessed and the blessings are flowing in my life. I thank you, Lord, that I start my day off blessed of God. I'm blessed going in and I'm blessed coming out. I thank you, Lord, that today the blessing of the Lord makes me rich and he adds no sorrow to it. I thank you that as I go to work, the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. I thank you, Lord, that I'm not chasing after business, but business is chasing after me for good and mercy. Follow me all the days of my life because I am blessed in Jesus' name. Let the blessing promote you. Let the blessing make you rich. Let the blessing promote you. And here, as I'm done, give me some slow, holy music. Makes me sound more holy. I sound like Pastor David. Let the blessing defend you. I tell you, this is something I struggle with because I'm a natural fighter. You talk about my boy David? Don't let these skinny jeans fool you. If I showed you pictures when I was younger, I'm Puerto Rican. Some of you wonder, I'm Indian or Pakistani, and I'm Puerto Rican. Size 52 Ben Davis, Jerry Curl. Y'all don't know nothing about that. You don't know nothing about that. Don't let this blazer fool you. I'm a natural. And the Lord says, let my blessing protect you. Let my blessing defend you. If the blessing promoted you, if the blessing has blessed you, then get out of my way and let the blessing defend you. In Jesus' name. And here it is, I'm done, here it is. I can't defend my church because I didn't build it, the blessing did. I can't defend my business because I didn't build it, the blessing did. I can't defend my friendships I'll be there for them, but God will fight because he's the one that built it. And when we keep it in order, you'll let the blessing do the work for you in Jesus' name. Come on, you receive that today, Faith Church. You receive that for today in Jesus' name. Come on, let's stand to our feet and let's give the Lord a big clap offering right now, because we're blessed and we cannot be cursed in Jesus' name. Let me pray a blessing over you. Stay standing. Come on, with your hands stretched, Florida, with your hands stretched. Now may the Lord bless you. May he cause his face to shine on you and his blessings go before you. I bless you and your children and your children's children. And I bless your home with the shalom of God, that the rest of this week will be the best of your week. In Jesus' name, come on, and all God's people say, amen. Amen.